Shalom and good morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. So good to hear your voices today. A little housekeeping here. I will not be at Prayer Mountain at noon. Will not be there. Therefore, that means that we're going to have the prayer at 15 minutes past the hour. That will be at 12:15 here Central Time. I'm going to Drs. Larry and Loretta Allison's church, Walk on the Water Faith Church. That's coming up. I'm going to be there a Saturday night, November 8th at 6 p.m. And then I'm going to be there Sunday morning at 10 a.m. That's Walk on the Water Faith Church in Osage Beach, Missouri. The physical address is 959 Old State Park Road, Osage Beach, Missouri. I think it's online. It'll be watchable online, walkonthewater.org. So I've got to be with them. And I guess it was the day before, I've completed a whole lot of dental work, $20,000 worth. Isn't that something? In my mouth. But the Lord provided the money. And the great dentist, and you just ought to come out there to Dr. Larry and Loretta's just to see my $20,000 smile. Just kidding, of course. I am coming there to, and I'm really excited. I've got a lot of things coming up, a tour to Israel, which is filled, other things coming up, but I'm really looking forward, and I want you prayers to be praying with me about going to California in January. We're coming to California. We're going to help Brandon and Destiny Brim start a new church in Montecito, California, and Santa Barbara area, and we need prayer. We are going to have prayer, and that church is going to be called His Name Church in Montecito, California. Already they have a church in Brea. That's Brea, and they're meeting every Friday night. So if you want to help us in California and with that work that we're coming, you can join Brandon and Destiny at His Name Church every Friday night. It's at the Embassy Suites in Brea, California, 7 p.m., Embassy Suites by Hilton, in Brea, California, 900 East Birch Street. And they like to stress that parking is free. So I'd like to have your prayer support already going on for California. We're expecting great things there according to the prophecies that the Lord gave me many years ago when we went out there with a great group of praying saints. And God showed me what would happen there in the end time, and now it's time, end of days, and now it's time for that to happen. I better check and see that Brother Max is on the line. Brother Max?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Billy and everybody. Warriors.
Well,
prayers,
Brother
warriors.
Max.
Praise the Lord.
Prayer warriors. That's what we're going to be this morning, dear brother. Do you have anything we're going to be praying according to just any time you want to interject anything, but we are going to be praying about a prophetic dream you had and a prophetic dream another brother had, which have to do with threats to our president and our country. But do you have any just housekeeping things you'd like to say about your meetings or anything?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say that I sent my dream over, and they're already aware of a lot of things. And the brother who have that dream, I think it's a dream or vision. It was a vision. I was supposed to talk yesterday. I got a little busy. But they're adding another 30 of the Secret Services, and they're looking for more. When they get out of the training, they're increasing the radius around wherever the presidents are, or is, I should say. The other side is there's 15 people in a different country, and they are Hamas people. And one of the 15, that would make him number 15 or number one, either way, is willing to talk, and they wanted me to be there and translate. I just want to let everybody know that I am helping. But actually, I have not actually sign a contract as far as like payment or that. They fly me back and forth, but nothing else. Now,
you're talking about the State Department, working with the State Department.
Yeah, yeah, correct, correct. Mm-hmm. And the Lord told me, whatever you do, do it for me. So that's what I'm doing. We have a conference in Jordan. That's on the 3rd, 4th, 5th. Brenda and Tony will be joining us on the 5th. I'm going to bring him from Tel Aviv all the way to the city of Irvin.
You're talking December.
Not talking December, sorry, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The month of December, when you're in Israel already.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking to bring with us about 11 people, and we can use some help for the tickets in that regard. So, praise the Lord. That's all I have. And we have service tonight at YLH at 6:30. Saturday, our service will be this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. It will not be on Sunday because of the Viking games. We switch our services based on the game.
Oh, yeah, because praise of all God. The parking and the downtown traffic. So that means your regular Sunday morning service is going to be this Saturday night, right?
That is correct. Saturday night, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, live on YouTube and in person.
So that's Yeshua's Love Heals. You can find out all about it online. Address, everything you need to know to be there. You know, it's really good to go online, but, oh, folks, there's nothing like being there. We saw that at we've just had our autumn assembly. I'm telling you, it was through the roof. It was above and beyond. Everyone said it. And if I go about town here in Branson, people say to me, oh, we heard about that meeting. We heard about that meeting. So, It's every bit of it is very, very good. Of course, Max and I were there to open in prayer, prophetic, and you were on that line. And then Lynn Hammond teaching greatly in the mornings. And Thursday night, we just had the glory. It was just manifested. The glory of God manifested. Friday night, heaven. Oh, Saturday, a chip. I can't even tell you all. It was just so great. You can go online and you can listen and see those meetings. Now, Max had a dream, and another brother had a prophetic vision, and both of them had to do with threats on our president's life from outside and even his own health. And any threats that are going to be made to our way of life and to the plans of God are coming from Satan. And he is, I just want to tell you what yes, they're adding extra security, praise the Lord. But we're going to do our part today by taking our authority, because really, when you get right down to it, everything's spiritual. People say, stay out of politics. Don't get into politics. Politics is spiritual. What happened in New York, that electing of a Muslim mayor in New York City, that was spiritual. That's all spiritual. And as Kamel talked to us, it's their plan to move in and take over cities. And the other brother who had the prophetic vision, not Max, but the other brother, he told me months ago that he had seen people fleeing New York City, and that's what they're doing. Many, many, many of them are going to Florida, but they're just moving out of that place. But don't let them take over your city. You can keep them from it if you sit in your seat of authority every day. The one who has authority over this whole situation is the body of Christ, because this is coming through Satan, and it's coming through his henchman, the Antichrist. Now, I want to read you some scriptures this morning. You're going to get a lot of scriptures, so hold on. This morning, you're going to work as a prayer warrior. Hallelujah. And we're going to be effective. I'm reading now from 1 John 2:18 in the ESV. Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, even now, many antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. Christ means the anointed one. Antichrist means against the anointed one, against the anointing. Against the anointing in people and against the anointed one, Jesus Christ, coming. So Satan is in his last ditch efforts to stop Christ, to stop him from coming, to stop his work in the earth. But we know that it is the last hour because we see these things all around us. Now, this is a chapter, this is a little bit from Daniel. I'm going to read to you a little bit from Daniel Speaks About the Antichrist. And, of course, you can get our Daniel course and you can get our Revelation course in 3BI for $100 right now. And that's where so much of this is, about the Antichrist, about what's happening right now. If you're a pastor, if you're a leader, you need to know what's happening in these books. And you can take them for $100. Daniel 7:11. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. Now the horn is the Antichrist. I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. Now the horn is the Antichrist, and the beast, his body, is Roman Empire revived, the old Roman Empire revived. That Roman Empire had an eastern leg, it had a western leg. I used to take what I called Antichrist tours to Brussels, where the EU Parliament is, and you, oh my goodness, the things we saw, the things that I couldn't even move freely right now in Brussels like we did back then, but we would have what we called hold back the Antichrist meetings under the church, auspices of the church I went to. A lot of people came to these meetings. I remember once a man was just next to me praying, and he was from the Sudan, and he was holding back that Antichrist in his nation. Now, in the New Testament, we hear about the Antichrist in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. So if you'll go there with me now. Now we beseech you, brethren, I'm going to be reading from the King James, but every now and then I will insert another translation's words. Now we beseech you, brethren, that's the church, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that word is parousia, which means to set up his kingdom, and by our gathering together unto him. That's the rapture of the church. He is coming. He's going to set up a kingdom that will be at the end of a seven-year period while we're in heaven and on the earth, the great tribulation. Our gathering together is the beginning of that seven-year cycle. Now I'm going to read this again. We beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he's going to come set up his kingdom, and number two, by our gathering together unto him, the rapture, that you be not, verse 2, soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Now, the day of Christ is when he's totally free. The day of the Lord is when he's totally free to do anything. Right now, he has some restrictions on him because of the contract that Adam signed with Satan. Adam turned the authority, the dominion here on earth over to Satan, and he's now the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air. But Adam's lease will be up, and the day that lease is up, then there are no more restrictions that God has to abide to. God is legal. He's not a usurper. If Adam signed the lease, then God honored it because he had given the dominion to Adam. But the day of Christ is coming when that lease is over, and then the day of the Lord comes. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, the day of Christ, except there come a falling away first. Now, this often is recognized as a falling away from the faith, leaving the faith. But it could be leaving Earth because it means leaving. So there's going to come before the day of the Lord, there will become whatever this is. If it's an apostasy, a falling away of the faith, we certainly can see that. But it could be meaning the rapture of the church. So here we go again, the whole verse. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a leaving first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The day of the Lord, when God has his total way, will not come until the Antichrist is revealed, who he is, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So the man of sin will be revealed, and when he is revealed, he is going to claim to be God. The Jews will have rebuilt the temple, and he's going to be sitting in the temple and telling the world that he is God. Now, this means it's not going to happen that the Son of Man is revealed, that the man of sin is revealed until the Great Tribulation. It's in the middle of the Great Tribulation that he sits in this temple and claims to be God, the revealed temple. So, right now, the Antichrist, I believe, truly, is in the earth. But it's not revealed who he is yet. Now, I'm not saying that God might not reveal it to a person or two, but it won't be revealed broadly. It will not be revealed. Ever since I've been coming in among, especially after I got baptized the Holy Ghost in 1967, people had their guesses as to who was the Antichrist. I've seen several people. This one's the Antichrist, that one's the Antichrist. Hitler was the Antichrist. Mussolini was the Antichrist. I've forgotten all who ones they said was the Antichrist. The King of Spain, the Prince of this and that. He's not revealed yet. You can have your guesses, but it is not going to be revealed broadly until there has come this middle of the tribulation time when he sits in the middle. The first 3.5 years of tribulation, he's going to seem like a good guy. Then he will be revealed and exposed, and he will expose himself in the middle of the tribulation, in the middle of those 7 years. So right now, I believe he's in the earth, absolutely in the earth, but he's not revealed yet. But there are many antichrists and have been many antichrists. Brother Lester Sumrall said, Satan has had his candidate for the Antichrist in every age. I don't even think Satan might have known for a while who he was, but he had a candidate for him to be. I don't know that this person knows he's the Antichrist. Probably doesn't, but he is in the earth. Now, the spirit behind him is Satan. And the spirit behind everything that's antichrist, remember there are many antichrists in the world, many things that come against the anointing and the anointed one, but Satan is behind it all. Remember, now verse 5, Paul is writing. This is actually the first letter written to the church. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? Now, I'm reading King James, and now you know what withholds that he might be revealed in his time. There is a time for the Antichrist to be revealed, but there's something that's withholding him right now. Here's the Amplified on verse 6. And now you know what is restraining him from being revealed at this time. It is so that he may be manifested or revealed in his own appointed time. So something is restraining the Antichrist. Satan and the Antichrist cannot do everything they want to do right now because something is restraining them. You know what that something is? That something is you. That something is the body of Christ. That something is this prayer company that we're a part of, and other prayer companies. Something is restraining him. But that something has to do it. That something has to restrain him. Now, the Bible talks about different things being mysteries. It means divine secrets, or it calls about the mystery of the church, the mystery of Israel. But this one is called the mystery of iniquity. Verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now letteth, this is King James, will let until he be taken out of the way. I'm going to read it to you now in the New American. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. The rapture, the catching away. The thing that is restraining the Antichrist right now is the body of Christ. And we will restrain him until we are taken out of the picture. The body of Christ is to restrain Satan's activity through his Antichrist forces until we are taken out of the way. We are restraining him. But do you restrain him? Do you know that you can restrain him? Do you know that you're supposed to restrain him? That's one of the things the church is supposed to be doing right now. Yes, we're supposed to be praying for the lost. Yes, we're supposed to be witnessing to the lost. Yes, we're supposed to be praying in a great harvest. But we are also told to restrain the Antichrist until he is taken away. Verse 8. And then, after we're taken away, after the rapture, then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume, and that word means kill or slay, with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. I used to not want to talk about the Antichrist, and I teach about end things, so he's a big part of it. And the Lord said, Why don't be watchful over that. Don't take care over that. Because every place he's mentioned, it mentions that I destroy him. It mentions that he gets it. It mentions that he's destroyed. So every place in the Bible where it talks about the Antichrist, and there are many places, Daniel included, Revelation included, in every one of them, it says that the Lord will consume him or kill him, destroy him. So I'm going to read those last few verses again. For the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Only he who restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume, kill, or slay with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him, the Antichrist, whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, dunamis, and signs and lying wonders. In other words, it's Satan working through him. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they love not the love of they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe, and it's not a lie, but it actually is the lie, that they all might be condemned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So these things, he just like he's always telling Brother Max, Psalm 46, he will be exalted in the earth. He will. He's changing everything now. We're in fast mode. We're in the fast lane right now. But our job, one of our jobs right now, is to restrain the Antichrist. And who is it working through him? It's the working of Satan, verse 9. We have authority over him. Now, I know that when I sit in my seat of authority every day, I have a pretty broad realm that the Lord has entrusted me with. But we have our prayer meeting. We're going to take our corporate authority. We're going to take that authority right now, and I don't want anyone on this line not to enter this prayer. You are going to use your mouth. And you are going to take your authority. And your authority, I heard you sign on from California today. I heard you sign on from the Carolinas. I heard you sign on from here and there. And you're going to join with me and Brother Max. And everybody's going to be moving their mouth, and everybody's going to be letting these words come forth. If you have your Bible, Colossians 1:12, going to begin by thanking God for something. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:12. We want to thank you, Lord. Father, you have qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. And we want to thank you that you have delivered us, rescued us from the domain of darkness, and transferred us into the kingdom of your beloved Son. Satan has no power over us, no dominion, for you have delivered us out, and we're so thankful. And now we lift our voices, Lord, in that prayer that you recorded for us, a Holy Spirit-given prayer, and it was recorded so that we could pray it, and we do so now. Ephesians 1:17. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding, our hearts, be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And you put all things under his feet, and you gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we have you quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. But God, Ephesians 2:4, but God, you, who are rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. You raised us up together, and you made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. And there we sit, Lord, at your right hand. This whole company of believers has come up there, sitting at your right hand inside our Lord and Master, King Jesus, in our hearts, and soon to be recognized King in his kingdom in the earth. And Father, now by your glorious Holy Spirit, you and the Son indwell us. That fact is known by the prince of the power of the air. That fact is known by Satan. That fact is known that we are the restraining force, that we are the force that takes authority and holds back the Antichrist in the name of Yahweh Yeshua, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we do say to you today, satanic forces working down through Antichrist sources, and working down through the Antichrist, wherever he is, whatever dastardly plans he might be making, we come out in the name of the Most High God and his Son, Jesus Christ. And we say to you, we foil your plots. It is written that we can hold you back, and we hold you back this very day. Any plots, plans, purposes that you have devised against our president, Donald John Trump, from the inside, from the outside, from his physical being to assassination attempts or evil peoples, wolves in sheep's clothing. In the name above every name, we plead the blood of protection over his mind today, over his Ronda La Macaya, any vehicles of transportation over the very dome of perfection, of protection. Father God puts a dome of protection over him, which you cannot penetrate, because that dome is made of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father triumphed over you through him and made a parade of you openly, triumphing over you in it. And he gave us his name, and he gave us his blood, and he gave us weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal. And we use those weapons against you coming out as a company, as a man right now, and over his family, over Donald Trump Jr. in the name above every name. Any assassination, Ronda La Macaya plots against him, we call to nothingness. We call them to dissolve. We call them to go up poof like powder in the name above every name. His granddaughter, his grandchildren, his wife, his family, all extended in the name above every name. We speak the blood. We speak the blood, and we say to angels, angels from Prayer Mountain, our own angels, go. We speak to angels and say, angels in the name above every name, go in protective forces. Quickening the security forces, the Secret Service, the others, quickening them, causing them to see anything that might be untoward in the name above every name, in the name above every name. And we plead the blood of Jesus over those appointed to government places by our Father. We know that there are many. We know, I know of some personally. And we lift them up in the Department of the Interior, in the office of the Israeli Embassy. We lift them up in the RFK's office. These are people we know personally in the name above every name. You will not come out against them today. You will not touch them today in the name above every name. Every name. And in the name above every name, we lift up every person on this call to the blessings of God and cover with the blood of Jesus against you, Satan, and against you, Ronda La Macaya. This company of believers is blood covered, and our families are blood covered in the name above every name, and our day is blood covered in the name above every name. Cease and desist in your maneuvers. You, Ronda La Macaya, Hasandira Makoshkada Barangira Gambandia, what you meant for evil, God will turn around for good in the name above every name. Hallelujah. Stantorum quakta. And now we shall pray. Grivanjanamokoshka Ilanda la Makaya. Eastern Aquaya. Sambra Kodogo Brakadanyana. Brasko do brebre dinyakta, mishko do brandine kubra. Bile do boa. Privanyo na koholo kabi, anya ni koholo kobrakta le kadashka dabri kada kadansha. Isate le koholo kodo le kabrakta ne kodo bre kada kababa. Mile kora frondieke. Mina kora frondiata do gobratia ne kodoshka dabrika de kangaba. Mitora. Mitora frange niko. Mikora frange niko nangara da dishko dobraka. Ala braha jana kora kali kangara da dale kobra. Ishana mataya fande. Ishana mafaya doni le mekwa. Ishana mekwa. Che sinicarata, che ne ancora manaka, avala go manaka e ne cala cabrani ne cora codone cabagni ne qua, isha ne cora calacaia, isha ne cora calian dobri calacai, isha ne mo cora calicanga, Brutala, brutala, brutala. Mito lo combre, mito lo combre, mito lo combre. I balatobre chi ti hanno cotiata la bosca papa? I shana macaia na cohora cobala cadagna? Mille dubra mia. Mille dubra mia cumba. I shanto lo combre cadega brandia ne cora cadabra. I shana macora codale cabrania ne cohora cobrania. Nicola Cambratia, Ishanto, Ishanto, Bridagno no qua, Bridagno no qua a Vadinia, il agora hai, il agora gahai a popa, il cadaca mahashka donge, il cadabara cohobe, il titi, il anga, angalito, angalito fia, angalito fia kanga, manio no cora maniana kaba, mo rapito, mo. Pita fresca di combra, li tosha, ma tosca da pa, ma tosca bene ni qua, e se ne po fritto tutto un papi la tania. Oh, la parrachita, ne cola con apri. E se ne ma caia ne cola con pidi, ne cola pratia. E se ne ma caia, e se ne ma caia. Prida le comre che di gombrocchia la corona con papi, e se ne corri cattivo, ma con la cubita. Mi dà la corona con il cahar campapri, il tisco dolce di cotosca. Ma lo toffre di coro magnete, il libro tuascia di frottolo con birre a nocca, per il gombrete di caffrandie. In a go break, tell a go brock, tell a go dosh, but a brick a la kangadia. Him in a koala kabri, a kara kanga, a gadoshka, him a kadashka, a brick a gadoshka. Isha hitika hala, tell a kora manaka. Min a kora kora na kahara kambra, kara gondiana no nombri, kara gadosh, hangar a gadoshka, a brick a gadoshka. E se ne goro con giano godosha, cora me ne caia ta caffrali comba. E se te coro godole cabrica di caffrani e ne cora manacce. E se a tora me la cobrica di cartasche, da cobrica le cangamba. Mi du shushua, nasco dobrica di galla caia na cala cavra. E le gombrica di gavretti e ne coro codi di capasche. E se ne matuero io non ho coro codi le cambrabri, to le combri, che ne cambrabri, una goldosca d'abrica de colecchiata. E se te guur suandi e brendo joa, baracca da genie, ne coro codabri, mi con le combri, che ne candia una cobra, che ne cambrabri, che ne cambrabri, una goldosca cabri, che ne cambrabri. E se te guur bracacaia, una cahala caia, una cahala caia. E se ne non giombre che di gifra, pesco tebre, pesco tebre. Mischi di hishai. Di doro govre e shantoro e shantoro e shantora. Chi vi le gurgiua, shantoro maniaca, a shantiete li cohoro con bratti a bracatisco. E se li cohoro e se te cohoro con pigno no cocce da cobra. Chi balla togne ne qua, piano coho sangue de cotosca, tada con cabre. Metto lo cohoro con gene cohoro con di cahai. E già to, e già to, e già to, e già to frande, e già to frande. Istianto para catasca, tancia de cotoho sacabre. E le caffrogne ne cohoracai, egna ne cala, bagni ne coca fia. Bagni ne coca fia, bagni ne coca fia. Laser, the laser. Oh, the laser. Isciato. Pritogne ne qua, meno dugu vipa. Manuco pepe. Kraminya kaka, kraminya kaka, kraminya kaka. Ala garaga nyakta na gadashka dabri. Dine ka praktya na gadashka dabri kada gadashka. Ika la kahala kaya. Imeni kwa halaka palatonya ne korokondia ne korekate brekate kadavra. Elebritishwa no nya ne kahalakaya na kahalaka prato de kakya. Ifeni kushwa masute de gabaka alakom brekate kadash. Ikalaga halakam brekate kadashak ya ne kotashkatam brekate kadashkatam brekate kadashkatam. I mana koka. Mika neka brake. Makurugo do baka. Manchi neka brika neka dapra. Maski dombre ke diga brahala kombre ke diga dashka. Makurugo dobre. Ishana makwa. Ishana makwa. Mete di go bra fa ko ja ne ko la pa kya na ko ko dosh ka ta bri ka di ka da fra Pesh ka da ro ko hole ke bre ka di ka sham ke di ko dosh ka ta bre I va la dombra ka ta ka fra ng ja ne ko do ha sham ga na ya ng ta I ma na kwa Imene ko hala kambra kada ga hala kambra kada kada hala kambra kya kya kapa. Isha te gohore kambra kya te gohandya na go doko to go shangara go do hisha kapra. Ibili hetya mal koro kon jenge di go do hisha kabre. Isha na makara kada nya na kondiona kondiong dora go doshka. Isa karakadash katampra kataka kanyana kodoho shaka pre kadega dahana kapra. Isa numa karakadash katampra kataka dashka. Mituko prefre di kanya na koda kapetio. Ikala kavra kadeon te di kohola kabri kataka da anje. Amena ke hilikai. More, Father, more. Oh, more, Father, more. Imana kwe, vede ko braktje. I še ne va čude ko prekini ki vedi antoro ko toška babri. Mele tolo te, mele tolo to te, mele ko kaka kamba. I še ne ko hor ko te di ka. Mele do prekini kankara ka daška da bri koka. Mene ko doro ko braha fatja, ko prekini ka daška. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Mangolo godoho kapre. Ibelatoria nana gogoro go bangara gadishka da braktya. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Me tena katapra. Me nina kohoro go baktya na kodahala kabidi. Ishato nana kobre kediga halai. While we were praying, the Lord reminded me of another need of our president. His time is so taken up. I don't know how much time he has for his feeding on the word or for his listening to spiritual counsel, spiritual advisors. I was troubled when he said that he didn't know if he was going to go to heaven. Now, I know he believes in God. I know he believes in Jesus. He's confessed it many times. But I don't know, maybe some of the acts of calling for war and calling for bombs to be dropped. I know many presidents have thought about the lives, you know, that were gone then. But I was, as we were praying, the Lord reminded me to pray another prayer in Ephesians for him. This is a marvelous prayer in Ephesians. I used to pray this one more often than do now. I'm gonna pick it back up again. This one is Ephesians 3, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, and we're going to say it right now, that you, Father, would grant Donald John Trump, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in his inner man. Strengthen his spirit now, Lord. We pray for the strengthening of his spirit. This is a prayer. That means it can be prayed and we can expect the answer. We pray for the strengthening of his inner man. And I know even now, in answer to our prayer, the Holy Spirit and the forces of heaven, angels strengthened Jesus when he was fasting in the earth. Angels, Spirit of the living God, heaven's economy, please strengthen our president, Donald John Trump, in his spirit now. We know you're doing it, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, praise God. Start with Psalm 18:30.
Psalm 18:30.
First statement is underlined. Let's see it. Yeah, all of it underlined. And read like this. Emphasize the protection of God. Emphasize the protection of God. Take refuge in me. Take refuge in me. In times of spiritual attack, and it's all underlined. I'll read it again. Emphasize the protection of God. Take refuge in me. In times of spiritual attack. And that is the first statement. Next statement. You have my divine protection. You have my divine protection, and it will be extended, and it will be extended to keep them safe. You have my divine protection. And it will be extended to keep them safe. My people, to keep them safe, my people, your enemies will turn their backs. My people, your enemies will turn their backs. Okay, I'll read it again. You have my divine protection, and it will be extended to keep them safe. My people, your enemies will turn their backs.
Max, from you have my divine protection, that is not underlined, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the second statement is not underlined at all. The first one is. Okay. Job, the book of Job, 1:3. Job 1:3. Joshua 1:5. Joshua 1:5. Deuteronomy 31:6. Deuteronomy 31:6. Job 1:3. Joshua 1:5. Deuteronomy 31:6. Next statement. Huh. Okay. The start like this, church. So the word church is underlined in this statement, but nothing else. Church is underlined. Read like this, church. Keep your focus on me. Church, keep your focus on me. Your God. Church, keep your focus on me, your God. Okay. I have given you. I has given you my friend and prophet. My friend and prophet, a spiritual armor. Use it. Spiritual armor, use it against the enemy, the enemies, against the enemies of your soul. Okay, I'll read it again. Church, the word church underlined, and that's it in the statement. Church, keep your focus on me. Your God, I has given you my friend and prophet. I have given you my friend and prophet as a spiritual armor. As a spiritual armor, use it. Use it against the enemies of your soul.
I need to ask you something here.
Go ahead.
After the word friend and prophet, is there as a spiritual armor or just a spiritual armor?
There's a spiritual arm.
There's no word as.
No, there's no word as. If I said as,
Okay.
it's not there. A
Okay.
spiritual armor.
Okay.
Use
I
it
got it.
against, yeah. Okay. All right. Jeremiah 17:8. Jeremiah 17:17:8. Romans 8:28-39. Yeah. Romans 8:28-39. It's high up there, but I believe it's there, although it's 39. Okay. So Romans 8:28-39, Philippians 4:7, Philippians 4:7. Did I tell you Jeremiah? Oh yes, I did. Jeremiah 17:8. Romans 8:28-39, Philippians 4:7. All right. Next statement is underlined. Let's see. Yeah, this one all underlined. Read like this. You are sealed. You are sealed for the day. You are sealed for the day of final I'm not sure this is a G or C. Glorification? Glorification. Glorification. Yeah, it is glorification. Final glorification. The one who is, or whose, the one whose confidence is in me. Okay, I'll read it again. You are sealed for the day of final. I gotta send you a picture of this word here. I'm not sure if it's a G or C, and if that makes a difference with the whole word, which is, I'm gonna go with glorification.
I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that's it.
Okay.
I'm quite sure.
Okay. The one whose confidence in me. And it's all underlined.
Whose confidence is in me, right?
Whose confidence is in me, yes. I don't know what I said. It takes me a while to wear out, which I don't want to really get wore out. The Lord. Okay. Let's see here. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. Oh, yeah. I know that one. We all do. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. Okay. Next statement. This one is underlined also. The one I'm going to read is underlined. Do not be unaware of Satan's tactics. Do not be
tactics.
Unaware.
Tactics.
Is it tactics?
T-A-C-T-I-C-S.
I-C-S, yes.
Tactics.
I'm going to put it in Arabic here. Tactics.
T-A-C-T-I-C-S, tactics.
Tactics, okay. Do not be unaware of Satan's tactics.
Tactics.
And claim. Okay, that word, tactics.
Okay, got it. That word, right.
That word. Thank you, Lord. Do not be unaware of Satan. Now, Miss Billy,
tactics,
thank you. And claim God's presence. Protection.
Presence,
yeah. P-R-E-S-N-C-E. Presence. God's presence.
God's. Spell it again. Presence.
P-R-E-S-N-C-E.
S-E-N-C-E. Presence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it is S-N-C-E. Yeah. I don't know what I said.
God's presence. Claim God's presence.
Claim God's presence, protection, and power. Claim God's presence, protection, and power. Satan is, messing. Satan is messing with you, church. Satan is messing with you, church, Benjamin Trump. Okay, I'm going to read this again until we get to that word. Do not be unaware of Satan
tactics,
and claim God's presence, protection, and power. Satan is messing with you, Church. Benjamin Trump. That is the statement, and it's all underlined. Okay. Wow, Psalm 91, and it's underlined. The whole psalm, and it's underlined.
Praise God.
If you want us to pray it, maybe keep continue standing on it again.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Every day I say that psalm.
Okay, next statement. I am a shield. I am a shield for you all. I am a shield for you all, looking at all God has made. Looking at all God has made, including a shield. Including a shield. Protecting every piece of my hand work. Yeah. Protecting every piece of my hand work. And remember how carefully I protect your lives. Is this underlined? No, it's not. Okay, yeah, the statement is not underlined. I am a shield. I am a shield for you all, looking at all God has made, including a shield, protecting every piece of my handwork, every piece of my handwork. And remember how carefully I protect your lives. That is the statement. I am a shield for you all, looking at all God has made, including a shield, protecting every piece of my hand work, and remember how carefully I protect you, your life. Okay. Psalm 28, verse 7, 2 Timothy 4:18, 2 Timothy 4:18, 1 Peter 3:4, 1 Peter 3:4, Psalm 28:7, 2 Timothy 4:18, 1 Peter 3:4. Next statement is underlined. And read like this. I am keeping you all safe. I am keeping you all safe and alive. And alive. I have been providing an invisible force that for thousands of years I have been providing an invisible force that for thousands of years that I have protecting you from. That I have, I have, I'm sorry, that I have protecting you from. I want to say the word been, but it's not there. Okay, I'll read the sentence again. It's all underlined. I'll try to do a little better here. I am keeping you all safe and alive. I have been providing an invisible force. An invisible force that for thousands of years that I have protecting you from. That I have protecting you from. And that is a statement. Again, it's all underlined. Okay. Next statement, also underlined. Oh, this one is short. Just one line here. Read like this. The joy of not grow weary and lose heart. The joy.
Okay.
Read it again. Yeah, I'm going to read it again. The joy of not grow worry or worry and lose heart. That's a statement. And it's underlined. The joy of not grow worry and lose heart. It's almost scripture here. I'm not sure. The joy of not grow worry and lose heart. Okay. Next, scripture. Scriptures, there's four coming here. Okay. Psalm 34, 4. Psalm 34, verse 4. Psalm 121, verses 3 through 8. Psalm 121, verses 3 through 8. 2 Corinthians 4, 16, oh, through 18. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 through 18. Okay, interesting. This one is interesting. I have the Lord, well, I don't know. I have the scripture then before the name of the book. It's backward. It's like Arabic. Okay, but I'm gonna read it the right way here. Oh boy, I'm gonna send you a picture of this. This is very exciting. John 15 verse 9. John 15, 9. So Psalm 34, 4, Psalm 121, verses 3 through 8, 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18, John 15, 1, 5, verse 9. All right. Next statement is underlined, and it reads like this. I will send, oh, signals. Yeah, I will send signals and I will never leave you. I will send signals and will never leave you completely clueless. Completely clueless. I need you to hear me right now, church. Okay, I'll read it again. I will send signals and will never leave you completely. Will never leave you completely clueless. I need you to hear me right now, church. This statement is all underlined. If I didn't say that, it's all underlined. I will send signals and will never leave you completely clueless. I need you to hear me right now, church. That is the statement. Okay. Isaiah 43:18 and 19. Yeah, I believe that's 9. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Luke 12, verse 2. Luke 12, 2. Daniel 2, 22. Daniel 2, 22. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Luke 12, verse 2. Daniel 2, 22. Okay. Next statement is not underlined. Oh, wait. The end of it is underlined. I'll let you know when I get there. Okay. Experience the positive changes. Yeah. Experience the positive changes in your life. Experience the positive changes in your life. The life I have for you. The life I have for you. Things never experienced before. Things never experienced before. I'll read this part again before I get to the underlined part. So, non-underlined part, from the beginning. Experience the positive changes in your life, the life I have for you, things never experienced before. Underlined part, same statement. Even a deep breath, even a deep breath, the first you have taken in a very long time. Okay. So the underlined part again, after before. Underlined, even a deep breath, the first you have taken in a very long time. Okay. I'll read the whole statement again just to make sure everybody got it right. Not, you know, phrase it up. Read like this. Experience the positive changes in your life, the life I have for you. Things never experienced before. Underline part. Even a deep, so there's a deep breath, the first you have taken in a very long time. Okay. She's like, want to take a deep breath now, praise the Lord. Zephaniah 2:3. Proverbs 11:13. Matthew 5:14-16. Matthew 5:14-16. Zephaniah 2:3. Proverbs 11:13. Matthew 5:14-16. Next statement, or last statement, really short, and it's underlined. I read like this. Do you understand church? So the statement is underlined. Do you understand church? Trust in me. Well, I see a lot of protection today.
Yes. Soon. All right. Roll
All right.
The phone. Psalm 18:30. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all who take refuge in Him. Underlined. Emphasize the protection of God. Take refuge in me in times of spiritual attack. Not underlined. You have my divine protection, and it will be extended to keep them safe. My people, your enemies will turn their backs. Job 1:3. His substance was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Job 1:3. Is that what you have there?
Job 1:3.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Well,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Reveal it to us, something to do about the enemies and turn their backs, something to do, yeah.
That has to do with wealth.
Oh.
Joshua 1:5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Church, underlined. Keep your focus on me, your God. I have given you, my friend and prophet, a spiritual armor. Use it against the enemies of your soul. Jeremiah 17:8. He is like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought nor cease to yield fruit.
Yeah.
Romans 8:28-39. And we know that God, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Philippians 4:7. That's what we should focus on, those scriptures right there, which is the spiritual armor, all those good promises of God. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Underlined, you are sealed for the day of final glorification. The one whose confidence is in me. You see, we already have Christ in you, the hope of glory, and he's changing us from glory to glory to glory. But there will be a final day of glorification. And that is when we are look up and our bodies even are glorified. But until that day, we're sealed. We're safe. Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having overcome all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the breastplate of righteousness, on the belt of the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you shall be able to extinguish all the fiery darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, with all prayer and petition, praying at all times in the Spirit. With this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition or supplication for all the saints. Amplified says, God's consecrated people. Underlined, do not be unaware of Satan's tactics, and claim God's presence, protection, and power. Satan is messing with you, church. Benjamin, Trump. Now I'm going to read Psalm 91 as I have it in my little prayer book. I put it together from different translations, including the Hebrew. Whoever sits in the secret place of the Most High, Elyon, shall abide in the shadow of Shaddai. I say of Jehovah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, Elyon, in whom I trust. He delivers me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He covers me with his pinions, and under his wings I take refuge. His truth is my shield and buckler. I am not afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, for thou, O Jehovah, art my refuge. I have made the Most High, Elyon, my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my tent, my dwelling. For he gives his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and serpent I trample underfoot. Therefore my heavenly Father says to me, I put my name in here, Billy Brim, because you have set your love upon me, therefore will I deliver you. I will set you on high, because you know my name. You shall call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. I say that every day as a part of my healing scriptures. And when we go to Israel, we get on a bus, we don't roll those tires until we have spoken Psalm 91. It will keep you, protect you. Next statement. I am a shield for you all. Looking at all God has made, including a shield, protecting every piece of my handiwork, and remember how carefully I protect your life. Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exults, and with my song, I shall thank him. And that word, thank him, is yada, lift up. Anyway, lift up your hands and sing. 2 Timothy 4:18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. What a marvelous verse. I'm going to read it again. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Folks, we're going to be part of a heavenly kingdom, the church. There's going to be a kingdom on the earth that Jesus Christ sets up. And that will be for the Jews, and they will be the head of it under Jesus and King David. And it will be for the sheep nations. But we're headed for the heavenly kingdom. We're God's heavenly people. The Jews are God's earthly people. 2 Timothy 4:18. I love that verse. 1 Peter 3:4. That's a verse for rejoicing. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. There's an inward adorning, an inward beauty that is in your spirit. And it's a spirit that's quiet. It's a faith. It's a beautiful thing. Now, underlined, I'm keeping you all safe and alive. I have been providing an invisible force that for thousands of years that I have been protecting you from. The joy of not grow weary and lose heart. I don't understand all of this, but
this is a separate statement, the joy of not grow weary and lose heart, and it's underlined.
It's all underlined, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every bit of it?
But it's, it's all underlined, yeah.
I know he's keeping us safe and alive. He's provided us protection from something, and of course that would be the enemy. So I don't understand all the wording, but we just believe it and go on. Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 121, 3 through 8. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Much, much protection, like you said. Much protection.
Yeah.
Today. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are unseen are eternal. John 15:9. And did you say this was written like 15:9 and then John?
Yeah. That's never happened before.
As the Father has loved me. Go ahead.
I was going to say the reason the Father, I shared this.
Yeah. Okay. Must be some emphasis on it.
Yeah, just because I want to give you the really what the Lord has given us here on the paper. So that's why I wrote it the way, I mean, I told you about it. Sorry, go ahead.
Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. Hallelujah. There's where we live, in his love. Underlined. I will send signals. I will never leave you completely clueless. I need you to hear me right now, church. He's going to send signs. He needs us to know what's happening. Isaiah 43. 18 and 19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Luke 12, 2. There's nothing covered up that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known.
There you have it.
There you have it right there. Daniel 2:22. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. Experience the positive changes in your life, the life I have for you, things never experienced before. Underlined. Even a deep breath. The first you have taken in a very long time. Zephaniah 2:3. That's quite mysterious, but
yeah,
we prayed about it. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have carried out his just commands. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. Perhaps you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. Well, we certainly will be. The church does not experience the wrath. Okay. Proverbs 11:13.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. 11:13. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy conceals a matter. You never want to be a slanderer or a talebearer.
That's deep.
Mm-hmm. You want to be trustworthy. You know, God is revealing things now. And he, if he can trust you, and I know this about prophets, he doesn't want you telling everything he tells you. When he tells you, don't tell this, then you have to be trustworthy, or he won't tell you any more secrets. If you can be trustworthy, because he's going to be revealing things. He just now told us that in your prayer life. Oh, I knew a dear man of prayer, Brother Halverson. And the Lord revealed to him an affair that was going on between the pastor and one of the musicians. And he prayed about it a year, and the Lord told him, don't tell it. Finally, it came to light, but there was repentance, and the church was saved. But some people, prayers, would have just blabbed it right off. But we're prayers, and if the Lord shows you something and doesn't and tells you not to tell it, then don't tell it, or you won't be hearing any more things. Matthew 5:14-16. I know a lot of secrets that I don't tell. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men, in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. Men are to see our good works and give glory to God because of what we live, what we are. Underlined. Do you understand, church? Trust in me. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, wonderful assuring. And we prayed for protection today, and we prayed for our president, and then the Lord assured us of all this. Praise God. All right, we'll be seeing you at 15 minutes past the hour. There is. It's a beautiful day in the Ozarks, and there will be people out at Prayer Mountain. There'll be food, like always. So I'm not going to be there, but I'll be 15 minutes past the hour. And I'll see a lot of you in Osage Beach this weekend. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.